Sidney Lumet is one of the few American directors who've managed to keep up a mainstream movie career from a home base in New York City. In fact, New York City is the subject of some of his films, like Prince of the City, Dog Day Afternoon, and Serpico. His latest picture, A Stranger Among Us, is set in the Hasidic Jewish community of Williamsburg in Brooklyn. Critic Stephen Schiff saw the movie across the river in Manhattan.
Is A Stranger Among Us good for the Jews? The answer is yes, very. But it's not so good for the audiences. You can just imagine the story pitch back at the studio. See, it's Witness, right? But with the Hasidim instead of the Amish, and a her instead of a him. Melanie Griffith plays, I love this name, Emily Eden, a waspy, hard-boiled detective who's sent out on a missing persons case. A Hasidic Jew named Yaakov has disappeared, and now she must sit in the office of the head rabbi, the Rebbe, and grill the young man's family, who, of course, wouldn't dream of talking to her out of the Rebbe's sight.
Is anything missing? Money? Jewelry?
Diamonds are missing, yes.
How much are we talking here?
Wholesale, about $720,000.
Well, look, I hate to say this, but I mean, if we're talking diamonds, we could be looking at a felony here. I mean, maybe your son ripped you off. I've seen it 100 times.
In your world, perhaps, not in ours.
Are you in charge here?
The Almighty is in charge.
That's Lee Richardson there at the end playing the Rebbe. And he's a wonderful actor, but even he can't take lines like these and make them into anything but matzah meal. The screenplay by Robert J. Avresh is impossibly hokey and movie-ish, and Sidney Lumet's direction plods along so lethargically that you have time to examine every fraying seam. The missing man, Yaakov, turns out to have been murdered. And in order to find the killer, Emily Eden decides she has to live among the Hasidim, which means we get lots of sanitized little lessons in what they do and believe. Meanwhile, the Hasidim keep reeling every time Emily utters a four-letter word. And every time they do something sweet, she widens her big eyes and says something like, "Wow, you people really care about each other." It's like sister act without the crosses or the laughs. Of course, there's a romance. Emily falls hard for the Rebbe's son, played by newcomer Eric Thal. But Thal and Griffith have no chemistry, which means that the romance in the story has no weight. Everything else, meanwhile, weighs a ton. When 2 7-foot thugs out of a Godfather parody step in and start threatening everybody in sight, they're such obvious central casting goombas and the movie is straining so hard to convince us that they're the killers, they might as well be wearing T-shirts that say Red Herring on them. By the end of the first half hour, you'll know who the killer is anyway. And by the time the movie decides to tell you, you won't care. What you might care about, though, is Melanie Griffith, who shows once again what an unusual actress she is, amateurish and convincing at the same time. Like Marilyn Monroe before her, she gives you the sensation that she had to learn all her lines phonetically. And yet, there's something about the way she exaggerates her sleepy sensuality and her candy cane voice that makes everything she does seem sly and ironic, even smart. What isn't smart is her taste in scripts. Coming after Pacific Heights, Bonfire of the Vanities, Paradise, and Shining Through, A Stranger Among Us is like a career coffin nail. If only that wise old Rebbe had given her the advice she really needs. Melanie, Bubala, fire your agent.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.